Item number one from the Election Commission Administrator submitting an informational report addressing concerns expressed by Supervisors Jurczyk and Lipscomb regarding ballot issues affecting the April 3rd, 2012 spring election and action plan and budgeting for upcoming recall and fall elections. On May 10th, 2012, this item was laid over. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Clerk, I know that we have some members in the audience that are specifically here for this. If I could ask you to talk about the action items, you could read the action items so that those in the audience and those listening can understand what we are doing. And then I'm going to look to our research analyst to talk about up to current time, if you will. So, Ms. Jensen.
The Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services at its meeting on May 10, 2012, considered the subject matter. Thereafter, Supervisor Sanfilippo requested an action plan including what corrective steps will be taken in the future to be provided by the Milwaukee County Election Commission. Supervisor Jurczyk requested information on the procurement process between Milwaukee County Election Commission and the Procurement Division to be provided by the Milwaukee County Election Commission. Supervisor Broderick requested information pertaining to whether any federal or state laws were violated as a result of outdated and useless materials being provided to the new vendor by a previous ballot vendor to be provided by the Office of Corporation Counsel. Chairman Borkowski requested that all municipal clerks be contacted and given the opportunity to submit their questions and any concerns prior to the June meeting cycle to be provided by County Board staff. Supervisor Harris requested that a representative from the Procurement Division be present at the June meeting cycle.
Thank you. Ms. Collins, if I could ask you to kind of update us as to what materials that you had requested and what you had received.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, on May 11th, I sent an email to all the municipal clerks. It was a list that I'd gotten from the Election Commission, and following up on your request, had invited anyone that had comments or questions to submit them to me by Wednesday, May 30th, and I would pass them along to the Election Commission so they could be addressed in a written report. I didn't receive anything by that date. I did send out a reminder and an agenda so everyone knew that this was on today's agenda, and I did receive one letter from Greenfield, which has been distributed, and I think there's comments from others.
Very good. Thank you. And before we hear from our Elections Commission, Ms. Wiener, let me ask those of you in the audience that if you're here for this item, we'd love to meet you and where you're from. So if you could stand and just, because I know we've got a nice group of you, if you wouldn't mind just getting up and saying that where you're from and who you are so that... Thank you. Very good. Anybody else? First of all, thank you all. I only have one card from Ms. Toms Neri that if anybody else would like to speak, you're obviously more than welcome to. We just ask that you fill out these little blue cards. But anyways, we welcome all of you, and so we'll get right into it. So, Lisa, if you could walk us through your report, and then we can deal with questions and comments.
Report. And first of all, I do want to say that this action plan was actually followed for the past two elections, for the May election and for the this recent past election last week. First of all, the main key, I'll just focus on the main keys of this action plan, is the first, which is very important, is effective communication between the Government Accountability Board and our office and with the municipal clerks, having open communications as to expectations. Previous to the previous to the May election, the GAB held a conference call for county clerks and for municipal clerks who were interested, and just to lay out what their expectations were, because they knew that there was a very short, very fine timeline in between the primary election and the recall election, and how we were going to get that, because the time, as you can tell from the statutory deadlines, they are impossible to meet. They're just not possible. Because it's just because of the printing process for ballots and the certification process, it's just not possible at all. So the GAB was very cooperative in allowing the county clerks to submit the ballots. Immediately after the primary election, we were able to submit drafts of our ballots for the recall election based on the winners. And so they were able to pre-approve that so that we could work ahead with our printers. And our printer was very proactive in developing a proof for me prior to the May election for the recall election, the June election. So working ahead and getting allowing the GAB to pre-approve. In the past, they would not allow us to go ahead and submit proofs for printing until after certification of the candidates. So that was a key thing, and so that really helped us. And then another, as I mentioned before, the proactive efforts from the printer that helped me keep me in line, and I was able to. I had all the proofs of the ballots for the clerks by the day that the GAB certified the candidates for the recall election, so they would have the hard copies, because that was also the day that the absentee ballots are supposed to be mailed out. And they all received their absentee ballots on May 21st so that they could accommodate the in-person absentee voting, which started that day. So I feel that this action plan did work, and actually I am working on the ballots for the upcoming August election as we speak, and I'm confident that we'll be able to avoid any future delays.
And I recognize Supervisor Jurczyk in the audience. I know that she had a specific request, and I don't know, Supervisor Jurczyk, if you had a chance to see. I don't know if you have any specific questions at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suggest that you go ahead and call those that come to appear, and then at the end, if I just...
No problem. Thank you. Okay. Then let me just check with committee members if there's anything for Ms. Weiner as far as her report. I believe someone from procurement is here. Do I? Ah, yes. And we've got your report also, so everybody know that we've got someone in the audience that could address those kind of questions if need be. So seeing no questions from colleagues, then I would, I'll ask Ms. Toms-Neary, if she'd like to come up and say a few words, or yeah, this is just for information, so you don't have to speak. Okay. And anybody else, come on up.
The St. Francis clerk is going to come up with the cut.
Okay, very good.
Chair doesn't mind that.
Okay.
Are you going to sit with me? I just want to say that I'm probably the most veteran clerk in Milwaukee County.
How long have you been doing this?
I believe about 27 years.
Very good.
I want to.
When did you tell me you were flexible?
Well, I began in St. Francis, then I was in River Hills, and then I was in Cudahy, River Hills, I'm back in Cudahy.
So anyway, let me ask you an unfair question. What's your favorite?
I came back to Cudahy.
No problem. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I came back to Cudahy.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. I just want to preface my comments with, I believe, in debriefing. After the last election, I'll have all my election workers in, and a debriefing isn't a finger-pointing session. It's a go-forward session, and let's not make the same mistakes again. So our main problem in the county was with the April election, and we believe it was the untimely RFP that was done for the ballot producers was a bad year with new legislation coming down and the training we had to do and the untraining we had to do and the training again, and this just added to the mess. I just want to say on a go-forward basis, when we do an RFP locally, the main thing we ask for is, can you do the job? Do you have the ability to do the job? And with this printer, do you have the equipment to do the job? I don't know that they were totally vetted properly. I suggest that they were not, because the job was flubbed in my mind, and I believe in my cohort's minds too. And so just on a go-forward basis, I understand the need to do RFPs on a regular basis to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck, but to really be a little more careful with the vetting process. And that's, I guess, all I want to say. It takes a lot to fluster me, and the April election, we were flustered. We were panic mode, and we really don't want that to be repeated ever again.
I see a lot of heads nodding in the back, so you weren't by yourself.
Yes, yes, and I'm aware of that. And I do want to say that since the new plan was devised by Lisa, who's very helpful to all of us, the last few elections were very smooth. The ballots were still late through no fault of Lisa or the county. It was the GAB process. So it was the April election that I would call a fiasco.
And I'm going to add, not only am I the city clerk treasurer for the city of St. Francis, I'm also the president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. So taking this on a one-step larger basis, our experience in April through the problems with the ballot and people coming to vote and having being told they have to vote on paper, we lost some of the integrity of the election, and our election process was questioned, as was the integrity of every municipal clerk, because people were questioning whether their ballots would be counted, would they be counted correctly. We worked very hard on a state level to work with the Government Accountability Board and training of all our clerks and our workers to do the best we can and to have a very high standard of integrity in elections. April was a very big black mark on Milwaukee County, and I don't personally or professionally like to see that. We worked through those problems in May and June. We know we'll work through them forward, but just be aware that not only was this a small little glitch because of a procurement problem, it affected the integrity of how our public views us as election officials.
Okay. Let me look to committee. I know that we'll have Supervisor Jurczyk maybe wrap things up. I'm going to look to Lisa first, but Supervisor Sanfilippo, please.
Just one question, in your experience as head of the association, did everybody seem to have a much better experience in May and June? I know Cudahy said that they did, and I represent four municipalities, and I haven't been contacted by anybody, either prior to when we had the original problems or after the follow-up. And we have this action plan that was put together here by Ms. Weiner, and so I'm wondering, it looks on paper and from the report that the problems were at least rectified in the last two elections. Is that your experience across the board?
That has been what I've heard. We've seen, personally we saw that they worked better, we worked much better. Statewide, we've not heard through our association that they had any other problems, except, of course, the short turnaround, and
yeah.
It was the short turnaround.
Okay. Any other committee members? Supervisor Jurczyk, please.
Thank you. First of all, aren't these fantastic constituents that I have? And this is typical of Cudahy and St. Francis. I would like to compliment the chairman on how he has handled this. It's been very deliberate and very thorough, and I appreciate
you.
That. And I have the permission to share a name with you. Retired firefighter Ron Ellerman, E-L-L-E-R-M-A-N, a Cudahy resident, was denied his constitutional right to vote. In the original election, the one that created problems, because ballots were not available, and he was actually doing a volunteer mission out of the country, and was unable to vote. We make such a big deal about fraud in the voting place, but this county needs to be responsible also for when people are denied their constitutional right to vote. And I thank Mr. Ellerman for permitting me to use his name. I think the clerks have summed it up for you. I would like to ask going forward two things. First of all, I gave procurement an F for this job, and I want to just soften that a little bit to say whoever made the original decision to go out and do an RFP process this year really, really had a dumb idea. We should have used the most experienced printer and really, kept the experience behind us to try to meet these unreasonable deadlines. But I do think going forward, GAB should be contacted and given some of the reports that this committee has worked very hard to get, and I appreciate that, and really be informed that continuing forward, and we heard from the clerks here, continuing forward, it still is impossible to meet their deadlines, and they need to review it and work on that process. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity, and I think you've really given everyone an opportunity to have a forum, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Ms. Weiner, I'm going to have you have the last word, if you will. Obviously, we've got a big election coming up in August, and I know that some of the notes that I talked about are that I put down from this testimony, I just wanted to see give you the opportunity to address and the action steps. Obviously, it's spelled out pretty clear, but I guess to make sure that they have the confidence, and it's. Let me just say, these poor clerks are the ones on the front lines. I got a call from the mayor of Greenfield, who's clerk, and so I am sure that they all moved up the chain. So it wasn't just the poor clerks that took some of the interference here. So, but Ms. Weiner, what kind of confidence can we have for the August and the November election?
Well, I'm implementing the plans that I used for the recall elections, and also what I found to be the most effective form is communication. Communication is key between the GAB, like I had outlined before, the GAB working with us, in order for us to meet our deadlines because of the statutory deadlines are not reasonable. The communication between the county and the municipal clerks, and communication between the printer and the municipal clerks as to the status of their print jobs, so they know when to expect their absentee ballots, so they can plan their nursing home voting, which I understand was a concern of Greenfield. And we found using this open communication so they know what to expect and what the statuses of their ballots are, I think that was the most effective part of the plan.
Okay. I want the record to reflect also, especially for the clerks that are in attendance. We do have a representative from the county executive's office, Ms. Tia Torhorst. Tia, if you want to just raise your hand. So the clerks know that besides this committee, that the county executive office has heard this testimony also. So any further questions for Ms. Weiner? The pleasure of the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Supervisor Harris, please.
Thank you. I move that we receive and place on file.
Thank you. Motions to receive and place on file. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, call a roll on that item, please.
Supervisors Harris.
Yes. Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Very good. Thank you all. You're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting.
They got work to do.
Right.
They got work.
Thank you all again for coming. All right.